This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Hello, sound dealers, and welcome back to the warehouse.
It's so great to be here. We're your hosts, Max and Ivan.
We sure are, and we have got a host of extraordinary deals for you here on the world's first and only podcast shopping network.
It's sunny outside, and because of the hole in the roof, it's sunny inside, which makes me pretty happy.
Absolutely, that must be ideal.
Oh, yeah, no, it really is ideal. It's the only ideal time, really. This recording hour when the sun is at its highest.
Yes.
And the sun is shining basically upon you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lovely spot. I just thought I'd stand
it looks,
here.
It looks very warm where
it's
you are.
It's gorgeous. It's really, really lovely. But no, I mean, you must have, you know, it must be warm at other times of day, presumably.
Yeah. You know, a few hours later, the sun kind of, the angle means that if I just stand kind of crouched over there in that corner.
Oh, where there's a small hole.
Yeah.
Is that why you were kind of holding your hands there and rubbing them together and sort of almost waving the heat towards your body?
Yeah. You know, heat waving is just a thing I do. Not out of necessity, but also slightly out of necessity.
Yeah. You do it because you want to, but you want to because you need to.
Quite.
So, it's sort of second degree necessity. But so creative.
Yeah. Well, that's me. You know, you got to roll with the punches.
Are you still getting...
Yes. Well, you know, it's difficult when there are no locks in the warehouse and I'm the one in charge of keeping this place secure.
Yes, that is quite a commitment, actually. The fact that there are, in this enormous industrial warehouse, not only holes in the roof and indeed the wall, but no locks.
No. And I found out recently that it's a contractual obligation to protect the deals.
At all times.
Yeah, at all times. Which is, you know, something that I'm proud to do because I believe in these deals. And
well,
I believe that they should be protected.
Yeah, you'd protect them at all times, you know, almost if you didn't have to. But
quite.
But in a very real way, I suppose, you do have
to. I do have to, yeah.
It's interesting because you'd sort of think there would be round-the-clock security here.
Well, there is.
And I suppose in a way there is.
Because, you know, I'm here.
It's you. Yeah, absolutely. And so, you alluded to rolling with the punches. Was that people?
Yes, but people punching me, yes.
People breaking in and...
Yeah. And then trying to steal stuff, but then me, you know, just biting.
But you were
them.
Very much a sort of a human shield.
I was. I very much was, yeah.
Fabulous. Which means the deals are safe.
They're safe and indeed they're sound.
Fabulous. Well, let's look at the first one.
Dutch Tape.
Happy days, Dutch Tape has made its way to the Sound Deals warehouse.
Finally.
We've been trying to get our hands on this for some time, and we are delighted to say we have a consignment of Dutch Tape available. Now, you're familiar with the phrase going Dutch.
Oh, yeah. You split the cost of what you're eating or... I mean, it's mainly just food-based, right?
Yeah, well, no longer.
Well,
with Dutch Tape, it's the tape that two people can use and only two people can use. It's a collaborative tape.
It's so exciting. Obviously, you know, I have to test stuff out
yes.
for 30 days.
How did that work?
You know, most of my time was spent just asking people.
Sure.
Through the fence to the other side of the high road where the warehouse is.
Yes, of course.
Just shouting at them if they would like to.
Would they come and...
Would like to go Dutch with me.
Right, of course.
To tape something.
Fabulous. And how did that go? Presumably, some people joined you, or?
Well, yes. And one homeless gentleman did join me for 2 weeks, and
I saw you guys around. That's lovely.
Yes. Well, it is. It's extremely sticky stuff.
Right. So obviously, I mean, you know, the premise behind Dutch tape is it's the tape that two people use together.
Yes.
You know, DIY can often be a bit stressful. You know, it can push relationships apart. You go to IKEA, oh, it's difficult. Dutch tape forces you to really bed in together and dive into a task as a duo.
Yeah, quite. You know, once the technology is amazing, by the way, because, you know, I was playing around with this tape, and then as soon as another person touched it at the same time as I did, we just couldn't let go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible. So you and this this gem, did you catch his name?
No, unfortunately not.
Fair enough. Sometimes these things don't come up. You spent a fortnight linked.
Yeah. It was 14 nights, and I would say it was 15 days.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Connected by the tape.
Yes, we were. Eventually, it did wear off, and I think that's just a natural process. You can. Each role gives you 20 uses. So you know, that we just use one. So
you say 20 uses.
Yes.
What does that mean? Because to the uninitiated,
yes.
I mean, it's how many uses does a roll of sellotape have?
Mainly one.
Right.
To.
So you're saying 20 uses as not like to, not. 20 times you can use it, but 20 different functions of the tape.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant.
What extraordinary. I mean, I as an total outsider would just be overjoyed to dive in.
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Max, because this is the thing about Dutch tape that really excites me.
Yes.
It's not just about sticking yourself to someone else.
Sure.
The uses are, well, I mean, there are 20 of them.
Yes.
And what they recommend is they say you can use it as a skipping rope.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So if you just imagine unfurling yourselves and then unfortunately, I couldn't find a third to join us to skip.
You can add a third.
Well, you know, with a Dutch skipping rope in fact.
Yes.
You know, Dutch skipping is two people holding one side each.
I didn't realize how deep this went.
Yes, quite. And I mean, this is funded by the Dutch government, of course.
Right, okay. Big Dutch.
Yeah, big Dutch. You know, they're just trying to get the message out there that you know, Dutch people and the Dutch community aren't just a bunch of tulip-loving stoners.
No, they also produce this extraordinarily sticky tape.
Yes.
Which two people can use, or indeed three, if you're using it for one of its 20 functions, which is Dutch skipping.
Dutch
another thing
skipping.
That the fabulous Dutch people have brought to us.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the rest of the instructions were in Dutch, and we couldn't figure out what the other 19 or indeed 18 uses were.
So the first use being tape.
Just tape.
Just tape.
And sticking stuff.
So you couldn't find a third. Did you and your unnamed companion manage to skip just the two of you?
You know what? We did attempt it. We tried a. It's actually quite a complicated Dutch skipping routine where the two skippers jump inside and they themselves skip along.
Right.
Unfortunately, we got tangled.
It's quite difficult with a highly adhesive.
It is. And so for the last, I mean, I guess it was the last 12 days, we actually spent most of our time completely entangled.
Just stuck.
Yeah, stuck.
Just on, yes.
Together. Yeah.
Right. Yes, I walked past a few times.
Yes, and I did shout at you.
Yes, well, I mean, I couldn't tell if it was just, you know, if you and your companion were just, you know, really making the best use of the product. And as you know, I never want to intervene or you know, stop you from making the most of your time testing and sampling the products, because that's how, you know, that's how we can give them the official stamp of approval.
And this really does get that stamp, and it is a sticky stamp at that.
Absolutely. And how did things, you know, how did things end with your companion?
Well, he tore off his clothes, and he just ran off into the wild, and I've not seen him since.
Right, but I mean, you know, for that time he. You did make a friend.
I made a connection with someone, and you know, for 2 weeks we did everything together. We split everything evenly, including my food.
Well, that's wonderful and egalitarian. And to that gentleman out there, if you are listening to this podcast,
I doubt it. He did not look like he had access to technology.
Well, in the unlikely event that you are, do come back and say hi. Ivan would love to know your name. And there is a small pile of your clothes.
The Blueprint Shredder.
Oh, fantastic. We are absolutely overjoyed to be sharing the Blueprint Shredder with you today.
The Blueprint Shredder.
Wonderful. A wonderful item.
What an invention.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, lots of us have got blueprints cluttering up the house.
Oh, please. Well, I mean, I don't.
No.
I mean, obviously, I'm not living in a house at the moment.
Not at the moment, but you were.
I was, and that was full of blueprints.
Yes, enormously full.
Blueprints for, you know, my future plans for myself, my wife,
yeah,
my family, the mansion that I designed myself.
Yes. Yeah.
Blueprints for the car that I thought we might one day all drive in together.
Now I think about it, you really were quite blueprint heavy. I mean, this invention, I imagine, really must speak to you, Ivan. Now, you know, not everyone has perhaps as many blueprints in their life, and
really?
Indeed as many going spare as Ivan's, you know, might be at this moment in time. But I think that, you know, the principle is sound. It's a shredder that works exclusively on blueprints.
On blueprints. Yeah, it knows, and it will not shred anything else.
Absolutely. I think we've all been in a situation where you've wanted to, shred a blueprint and you haven't had anything to hand, or indeed you've accidentally shredded something that wasn't a blueprint and you've been hoping to.
Yeah, we've all been there. But the blueprint shredder solves all of those problems.
So did you really shred all of the blueprints that were cluttering up the building that was once your house?
In a way, it was me turning over a new page.
Absolutely. And then
shredding that page.
A new page. Does that mean you've been making new blueprints?
I have. I've made a couple, but I've also shredded those because I've come to the realization that I don't need to dream about a great future because I'm living in a great present right now.
That's absolutely that's really inspiring, actually, man. You completely are.
And of course, you know, I designed the Blueprint Shredder and I thought I'm bringing this product to the market.
Incredible. So this is the first product that we've sold that Ivan actually created himself.
I created it. I came up with the design for it. Then I shredded that design once I made it. Then I came to the realization that was an issue when I wanted to go into mass production.
Right.
Because
how do you mass produce it?
We don't anymore. But
right.
It's just the one that we have.
Okay. So you're hoping to sell it in order to fund your great present. Because who needs to look to the future? Lots of people dream of, you know, moving into a big house. Few people sit down at their desk with a blueprint and design it all themselves.
Well, you know, I I've got big dreams, or I had big dreams, and then I shredded them, and now I just live, you know, Buddhist-like, solely in the present.
Yes, Buddhist, other than selling your inventions, which is, you know, a more...
Yes, but, you know, much like Buddhist, I've not actually sold anything yet.
True, so as it stands...
Yeah, currently...
It's Buddhist.
Currently, I have no proper possessions apart from this...
This shredder.
Blueprint shredder. And I'm just looking to...
Looking to part ways with it.
Well, yeah.
Fabulous. And how does it feel when you, as you're sort of feeding those, you know, those blueprints in, you know, the house, the car, you were going to design a car for your family.
Yes. Yes. A very specific 3-seater car for myself, my partner and our child. And it's just something that I thought would, you know, it would connect us even more when traveling from A to B.
Wow. Into the shredder it went, I'm guessing.
It did. It did, amongst other designs for other things.
And would you say that, you know, now that you've done that, now that you've shredded those hopes and dreams, you feel free?
I certainly feel something. I'm not clinging on to the past anymore. And I'm just looking, well, I'm not even looking ahead, which is something that's amazing. You know, I'm not dwelling.
No.
Not dwelling about the past or the future.
You're dwelling in the warehouse at the moment.
I am a warehouse dweller, yes. But I don't dwell when I dwell.
Fabulous, fabulous. And for anyone out there, and I'm sure there'll be many, many people interested in taking the blueprint shredder off your hands, how much is it going for?
It is going for a pricely sum of £25.
That's right, a pricely sum.
Of £25.
Obviously, a princely sum would be, you know, a high number.
Which, of course, is why I use the word pricely.
Which just means very cheap. It's a pricely sum. It's not very much.
No, it could be yours. And, you know, if you want to shred only blueprints, or if you do get any blueprint ink on your fingers, then it will nip at those fingers. So just be careful.
It seeks out the blue.
Yeah, yeah. Then it can be yours. Please.
Brandbassador.
It's time for Brandbassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Every week in the Sound Deals Warehouse, we are joined by a very special guest. And this week, we are lucky enough to have none other than the acclaimed stand-up and podcaster, James Acaster, with us. Hello, James.
Woo!
Absolutely. That is the...
I'm feeling hyped. I'm feeling buzzed here on Sound Deals.
Welcome to the Sound Deals Warehouse. It's just so great to have you here in this massive, massive warehouse.
That is the energy we love.
I love it. I never knew you'd have so many different size boxes, guys. Honestly, in my head, every box is going to be the same size. And I can't believe coming in here.
Far from it.
The range. You've gone up in my estimation immediately just from looking around the warehouse and the boxes.
We think outside the box about the various boxes which we have. We have boxes within boxes. So, in fact, we think inside the box about thinking outside the box.
Absolutely. And let's delve...
Make that your slogan. We think outside the box about thinking inside the box with various boxes. We've got loads of different boxes. We think inside the box about thinking outside the box. Put that above the warehouse.
It's a catchy slogan.
And it's that level of creativity which brought you here in the first place, James, because we are honoured to have you talking about a rather special product.
Yes, and I tell you what, to reveal that product, let's sing the jingle. I'll sing the main body of the jingle, and I just need you guys to sing the product name at the end. You've heard the jingle before. You know how it goes.
Absolutely,
okay,
absolutely.
Here we go. Oh, if you're ever feeling low, bring this into your life. It's so good, it'll make you feel nice. Bring this into your life. You need this in your life. You need this in your life. It's so good, it'll make you feel great. And the product is called...
Dog Sealant.
Dog Sealant.
Full disclosure, The guy who I got to write the jingle was under the impression that dog sealant rhyme with life. And not the best guy when it comes to rhymes, but I think you'll agree, he killed the melody.
Oh, absolutely.
He did a great job. But when you do outsource to foreign countries, you know, often they don't have the lingo.
It was a shame. It was a shame, but I'd still encourage everyone to hire him if you want to. He's a very good guy. I can't really pronounce his name properly.
But he's
a legend.
It's a fabulous jingle. It's a fabulous jingle for a fabulous product, dog sealant.
Now, James, can you just let the listener at home know, does the dog sealant come in a small or indeed a big box?
It depends how big that your dog is and how much sealant the dog needs.
Sure.
Essentially. Obviously.
Of course. Now, dog sealant obviously fills a real gap in the market. To the uninitiated, please let us in on the process that led to it coming out.
Well, I was laying around my house one day and there was some DIY that needed doing. I was like, I needed to put some shelves together. I was going to make a bookcase. And it'd been laying there for a long time. And I was like, oh, keep on thinking, I've got to get round to that. And then Arthur walked in, right? Arthur's a dog.
Right.
He's got four legs and a lovely little wet nose, and he walks in and he was sniffing around the flat packing and all the shelves, and he was looking at it, almost looking at me like, I want these shelves up as well, man. I want to have some. And I was like, wouldn't it be good if a dog could do DIY?
Yes.
And I didn't have to put those shelves up, and then the dog would get the bookcase and it would all be sorted. So I thought, why not start creating products for animals that enable them to do the DIY for you? It's best of both worlds. Dog gets to enjoy itself. I don't have to put the shelves up. So naturally, I thought I'd start with sealant, because it's easier to apply sealant.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the tail or the nose.
Well, basically, the nose is the main thing. It comes down. I mean, Evan, you'll know this, but like, there's a little pouch of sealant that goes on the little doggy's back, and then the tube runs up the back of the neck, over the top of the head, down the nose, and it just on the end of the nose there, and then the dog can just lean out and just peck with its head,
yes,
and all
the
sealant will come out.
Turning man's best friend into man's best worker.
Yes, absolutely. Making the
yes.
D in DIY stand for dog.
Dog it yourself.
Dog it yourself.
Dog it yourself is, now, interesting you should say that. That was originally going to be the company name, but a lot of problems. When we were going around and saying it was called Dog It Yourself, we got a lot of pervs showing up to the HQ.
A different community and quite an active and enthusiastic community. And as soon as you start to kind of open up to them, your time is taken up in a very different manner.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, maybe turn this into a positive. There's a load of people turning up at the offices. Maybe we could turn them onto our products. Turns out, people who go dogging actually hate sealant. They don't. It's the opposite of what they're after. They hate it.
Extraordinary. And those are the kind of consumer insights that only come from rigorous testing in the dogging communities as well as the dog community. So how did Arthur take to the sealant when it all when it was first placed in the pouch?
Well, he's a natural. He's actually really good at putting stuff together. He didn't immediately join the dots and realize it was for the shelves. There was a lot of stuff. I went to sleep the first night. I forgot to take it off of him. I woke up the next day. It took a lot of unpicking. My entire flat was sealed.
Oh, wow.
Like, you've never seen anything like it. It's everything sealed.
Everything's sealed.
I didn't know how I was going to get out of my room. I was like, Arthur, you crazy pooch, come and get me out of here. You sealed the whole place. And, you know, I mean, eventually what I had to do in order to get myself out of it is I had to, while I was locked in my room, invent a whole load of other dog DIY tools, text them to my mate Bobby, and get him to make the prototypes come and strap into Arthur so Arthur could get me out of the room. That took another month. Well, I didn't even know there was a pandemic on for a very long time.
You know,
I was in my room, all sealed up.
So someone might have asked, why didn't you just text your mate to maybe unseal the door? But no, I like your dedication to getting Arthur to learn how to do the things himself.
Well, when you're halfway through a breakthrough, you know, you want to keep following that path of ingenuity, you know, to its natural conclusion.
You know what it's like. My mind was like in the zone of thinking about dog stuff and dog DIY. I wasn't really thinking about humans and what they could do at that point. So, and you know, it's worked out really well. A whole range of products now. Dog sealant's just one of them. We've got dog hammers. We've got dog polyfiller, dog screwdriver, dog spatula. There's a lot of good dog stuff now. A lot of good dog DIY stuff.
It's an extraordinary range. And
I just wanted to say, James, you know, you said you've designed these for dogs. As part of the Sound Deals promise, test out every single product here for 30 days. And unfortunately, I've not been allowed my dog from my partner. That's a different thing.
We don't need to go into that.
But, you know, I have no dog in the warehouse. So I just popped the dog sealant harness on myself. And and it's a tight fit. But it did fit.
Yes, Ivan was wearing a lovely sort of muzzle situation.
And weirdly, the dogging community did actually find me in that muzzle and they were interested in what I was up to.
Well, yes, there's a sort of wire fence at the edge of the Sound Deals warehouse and there were lots of enthusiastic kind of thumbs up, some flashing of the lights of a Ford Mondeo and even a kind of approving honk of a horn as Ivan kind of shuffled round. On his hands and knees.
On all fours, yes.
Which you kind of, I mean, the harness almost encourages you to assume a sort of hands and knees position.
It really does.
Doesn't it? As you attempted to seal up that hole in the...
warehouse wall, yeah.
It demands it. How did the... I'm interested, because this is the thing. Actually, this is a problem now. Because I understood how the dog has found me. My company was called Dog It Yourself. I am astounded that they were able to just come to you guys for no real good reason and then encourage you. It must have been quite traumatic for you, actually. I'm really sorry that they've started just following my product around, even though I've changed the name to Dog Sealant now. They think it's still for them. Also, that shouldn't have been such a snug fit for you. You should have used... We've got loads of... You should have had like a Weimaraner one or something like that. We've got some big... big dogs that are human-sized. We got ones that fit. I don't want the people listening to think we've only got small dog sizes. We absolutely haven't. We got some that, if you want to as a human, you can wear them. And this is actually really great. I'm glad you brought this up. Is that it's not just for dogs. I don't want people to think that my whole company is just aiming towards dogs.
No, that's a very
you can
good,
wear it if you're a
very
human.
Very good point. James, Ivan, which species of, which breed of dog were you wearing?
I was wearing the Yorkshire Terrier harness, unfortunately.
On. What was the thinking behind that? You thought your head's the size of a Yorkshire Terrier? That's fine if you put the little pouch on the back of your head. If you position it in the small of your back like the dog does, you're having a nightmare. You've probably got back problems now.
I do. Partly for other reasons. My sleeping arrangement's not ideal at the moment. But it hasn't helped.
What did you seal?
So I've been trying to seal a hole in the wall in the warehouse here. It's quite a big hole, though, and obviously you can only dab bits with your nose. Mm. So really, you're really looking at just small bits that have come out of the wall from nails. That's what it's useful for.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, you'd want a team of builders to just simply replace that wall.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it's been quite touching. I've been sort of walking to my car at the end of a long day. I wave to Ivan through the gaping hole in the warehouse. And he kind of puts up a thumb or almost a paw and then just snuffles away back, dabbing gently a little drops of sealant around the outside of this enormous kind of cavity.
James, I was just thinking, obviously these products are for dogs. You find yourself often doing DIY and wanting to seal maybe holes where you've previously put up frames on the wall, normally at quite a height for a dog at the very least.
Sure.
I hear you having a dog ladder so that they can access these.
Absolutely. Of course I've got a dog ladder. Now, the fun thing about the dog ladder is that they carry it around. So you have to get a second dog. So that's important because obviously one of the dogs got to hold the ladder.
Of course.
So you will have to buy another dog. That is important. But, man's best friend, why not multiply it? You'll find that two dogs are better than one. That's a popular saying down at the pet shop. So, I had to buy Archie. And Archie walks around with the ladder and he holds the ladder a lot of the time for Arthur when he's got to seal things that are quite high up. And they get on. They get on really well. It's absolutely lovely. They both got matching flat caps. I love it.
Absolutely sensational. And James, what is the future for dog-based DIY?
We're not stopping. We're going to keep on inventing as many products as we can to encourage those dogs to do as much DIY as possible. We're working on a product for cats. And I can excitedly announce that as well, alongside dog sealants, reaching out further to the animal kingdom, we have invented, and this is kind of like, this made me think, you know, because all those doggers showed up, and it actually got me thinking, and we have invented a product called Seal Dogging, and this is for seals that just want to watch each other having a good old time. We've got little Ford Mondeos for the mini Ford Mondeos that seals can drive around the Arctic and stuff, and they can watch each other. And I think, why should humans have all the fun? That's our slogan for DIY and for dogging and everything in general. I just think, why should humans have all the fun? So, seals, it's coming to you soon, baby.
Incredible. For both work and play, James, you've done an extraordinary service to both the animal kingdom and to the Sound Deals listeners. We cannot thank you enough.
I can't thank you guys enough. And Ivan, if you are turning into a dog, you must let me know. That is actually quite serious. Humans are not meant to wear that product. So do let me know, because it does sound like, if you think you've got paws and a little wet nose, this is going in a very dangerous direction, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, James. And I'm just going to have lunch in my little bowl over here right now.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no. I feared as much.
Wonderful and inspiring stuff from James Acaster there. And if you'd like to experience any more of James Acaster's work outside of his primary focus, which is inventing dog-based and indeed animal-based DIY and sexual products, please do check out his website, jamesacaster.com, and watch the extraordinary show Cold Lasagna, Hate Myself, 1999.
Which you can stream or own now.
Absolutely. And that just about brings us to the end of another packed day here in the warehouse. Thank you all for joining us.
The sun is just glistening off your shoulder now, which means it's time for...
Yes, it's starting to get a little chilly, so I'm going to leave.
Yes. Fair enough.
It does. It really changes, doesn't it?
It does.
I suppose the walls are fairly thin, so the heat doesn't stay.
No, when it's very hot, it means that it's nice and cool.
You know about it, yeah.
But obviously, when it's cold, it really is cold.
Yes, absolutely.
And which is funny, you know, that James's show is called Cold Lasagna.
Hate myself,
1999.
Oh, this could be called Cold Warehouse.
just coping.
Great. Which is a lot better than hating yourself.
Well, it is.
Absolutely. Have a brilliant evening of coping.
Thanks. And you're obviously welcome to...
Yeah, well, that's really kind. Yeah, I've got to run. I've been invited to... I'm cutting the ribbon on a corner shop.
Oh.
Yes, at the end of my road. They know me there.
Okay. What is it?
I'm a regular.
You're a regular, but you're cutting a ribbon there.
I'm a regular, but they're also delighted that I...
Have they done some refurbishing or...
No. I had some spare ribbon going.
Right.
It's just...
So you're offering to kind of...
Well, it kind of came up in conversation. I forget
it's
which of us.
It's not quite a reopening.
It's opening. It's open.
It's open.
They
right
open.
Now.
They keep very long hours because you're people on the way to work and on the way home.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the day.
And so you're going.
It's a 24-hour corner shop.
And so you're just going to go there in the evening put a ribbon across the
show some support. Yeah.
The doorway and then
They've asked me not to do it across the door. They're quite busy.
Right.
So okay. I'll be nearby.
So you're just going to. Are you holding the ribbon, or are you tying it to anything in particular?
I think it'll probably be between there's a lamppost and then the door of the corner shop. So it'll be sort of just adjacent.
So in a way, you're guiding the people into the shop.
Yeah.
Until of course you
until
cut
I cut the ribbon, and then just another. So the things you have to do, these sort of media,
sure.
Media opportunities.
And are there media going to be there?
TBC. I mean, absolutely anyone really could be there.
Sounds great.
Frankly.
I mean, I'd love to come, but unfortunately I'm tied contractually, not by a ribbon.
Not by a ribbon, no.
To the warehouse.
Great. Well, have a great evening at the warehouse, and I'll see you next time.
All right then, Max. I'll see you. Oh, sorry. That's the sound of some recalls.
Don't normally have that, but there might be a rare occasion in which we have a couple of recalls. We'll just rattle through them quickly.
Drain space.
They say in space, no one can hear you scream. With drain space, everyone can hear your neighbours complain. We understand. So, a pause.
Bamboon.
Bamboon.
Fun to say. Terrifying to own.
It's basically what? A baboon made of bamboo, but like a robot one.
Yeah.
And
I mean, essentially, I know that it felt as though it was cursed, basically. A cursed bamboo. Bamboon. Yeah.
Don't say it three times.
No, good grief. If we've learned one thing from that whole escapade, do not say it three times.
Banker's yarn.
Yeah, it was a bit like a baker's dozen, but for lies. We shouldn't have sold that to you.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxinivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.